horror ghost story.
Yeah, just 10 days till Halloween, so our countdown includes a brand new Greg and Mayor ghost story every single day. Not everybody believes in ghosts, but listener Jerry says she and her entire family do. They've seen a lot of strange things.
They are all over. You just have to pay attention. You think it's just a light bulb going out? It is not.
Ghosts.
One of the creepiest moments Jerry described to us was when she woke up and saw a man standing at the foot of her own bed.
Yeah, I woke up one time and this ghost was staring, the person was staring at me, and I'm like, my God. And we had just bought the house from them.
Jerry and her husband were lying there in bed, woke up, and saw what appeared to be the previous owner standing right there in their bedroom.
And I said to him, I said, Mr. Miller, why are you in my home? He just turned and walked down the hall, and I hit my husband. I said, there's somebody in the house.
Jerry's husband ran to the doors and the windows. They were all locked. Nothing had been disturbed. And it didn't make sense. Jerry had just seen this guy 6 months earlier when he sold her family the house. This ghost might be haunting them, but it couldn't be the man she thought she knew. Could it?
I found out the next day that he had been killed in a very bad accident in Florida. He had been wanting to come back home to Tucson, and he never made it. He got killed in that accident, but he was at the foot of my bed that night.
The man in her house was coming back home to Tucson, or at least he'd wanted to, and then he got killed. So maybe the house was like the only place he knew to come back home to after he was killed in that accident.
Yeah, tragedy. His energy doesn't know where to go.
You're going to get him on board here for
you, I think. He loves Tucson. He knows his house.
Greg's going to become a believer, I think.
People haunt things that they love.